open. Your eyes are open, but you just don't particularly focus on anything. You bring your awareness back to your body, and you're aware of feel rest. So we're going to do a little practice with our eyes open. That might be a little more challenging, but that's how you build strength, by working with an edge, challenging yourself. The rest, any of the restful states can also be done while walking. You're walking around. Now it's much more challenging than seated, but you're relaxing your body, experiencing the feel rest as you walk. And in general, any meditation technique that you can do in stillness, you can also do in motion. So several people asked for instruction in walking meditation. Personally, I don't teach any particular technique for walking that's different from sitting. Whatever you like to do while you sit, you can learn how to practice in motion. People often ask, how can I train myself so that I'm mindful in daily life? Well, one way is to take whatever technique you do while you're sitting and start to apply it while you're moving. First in simple movements like walking, then more complex movement, maybe sweeping or cleaning or washing dishes. Then you apply the technique in more complex movement, maybe cooking a simple meal, then maybe cooking a complicated meal. I call this a challenge sequence. You give yourself a sequence of progressively more complex movement, and you attempt to maintain your technique as you do that. So the simplest practice in motion is walking. So as I say, I don't have any particular way to do walking meditation or eating meditation. If you like focus on rest, you can do it while you walk. Or any of the other five ways or five other ways that you might be drawn to do, or any other technique, you can do breath while you're walking, etc. So that's what I wanted to say about walking practice. And in general, practice in motion. For me, walking practice is just the simplest case of practice in motion. Okay. So I'm going to give a Dharma talk based on this. Not exactly a Dharma talk, but a story from my own personal history. So when I started practice, I think I described it to you, it was not pleasant. So a lot of the times I was physically and emotionally miserable. So you know, when you get physically and emotionally miserable, you can sometimes not really quite realize what's going on in your environment, because you're sort of like very aware of your own discomfort. So I described one Zen retreat I went to. That was in summer with the mosquitoes. And I went to another Zen retreat in winter where it was freezing cold. And I was a monk, so the robes don't keep you very warm, okay? Japanese clothes doesn't work very, it's good for summer, but it's not very good for winter. So I was like, cold, and this place, they sit for 50 minutes, walk 10 minutes, sit for 50, walk 10. 50, sitting, walk 10. Eat, walk, sit, walk, sit, walk, sit, eat, okay? They sit 17 hours a day. So my legs are killing me. I'm freezing cold. On top of that, I have a cold. So I'm sitting there, and you face the wall. So it's Soto Zen. I don't know if any of you know. Actually, the practice they call just sitting, it's very similar to feel rest. You just settle into the posture. That's the whole practice. They call it Shikantaza, just sitting. So just sitting. But without realizing it, I'm going during the whole set. I'm just like so uncomfortable, right? So apparently this went on for several sets. Finally, after one of the sits, you're sitting facing the wall, right? So you can't see behind you. Someone, I don't know who, comes up behind me and hits me in the face with toilet paper. Which sticks to my snot. Okay. Message received. I was a volcano of rage all day. It just went on and on and on. But I definitely stopped. I had other misery, emotional misery. I got the idea. Okay. So there's a lot of sniffing in the hall. It's okay in between sits, but when we sit, well, actually, in general, we try not to have any intentional sounds. So, and it's a little exercise in mindfulness. You'll discover you forget. You go, okay. Well, that's intentional. It's okay if you go, okay. That just happens. It's okay if you sneeze. You know, those kinds of sounds are fine. In the temple where it's all men, they fart, okay? If it happens spontaneously, but you're not allowed to do it intentionally. So spontaneous sounds are okay, but not intentional sounds. So try to be aware. Now, what can you do? Well, when I was in Japan, what you had to do is if you had a cold, you just let the snot drip down. And it becomes like garlands of snot, like what is it? Jewelry just hanging all over your head, out of your head. But you're not allowed to move. You just like kakaze, you have to deal with it. Okay. Now here it's okay if without making noise, you sort of do whatever you need to do, okay? So everybody get the idea? Take a moment to stretch up and settle in. And note, feel rest, with or without labels, as you wish. For a few minutes, let's continue to note, feel rest, but with your eyes open. Eyes open, but awareness back in the body. Sort of defocus, soft focus. Sure, the color and form of the world arises, but you're not intentionally looking at things. You may be aware of visual, but your attention is back into feel rest with your eyes open. And this will also give you a step towards noting feel rest while walking or even working. This then is eye open version of feel rest. Continue to do that, or if you wish, prefer, you can go to the eyes closed version.